Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Good to go.
Good to go.
Good to go.
Good. Let me just make sure my seat's all good.
You. Whoa. Give me. You do not have the butt pads in. Matt.
Can I touch it? Yeah. You can.
Whoa, Matt.
Oh, wait, that is a nice.
It doesn't look good.
It does look good.
It's subtle. It's subtle. It's a subtle, and it has a bit of a lift.
Turn around. Walk that way.
Like this way? Okay.
It's not bad, but the poop stain is really visible.
Listen, these are vintage Levi's, and they come a little pre-worn.
Wow. That's really funny. I mean, that literally, it works.
On the drive over, though, I was like, I just been sitting for a while. I'm like, these are going to be just like flat by the time I get back.
Matt hits the speed bumps just a little bit harder.
I brought a spare change of underwear just in case, like, I wasn't comfortable, like, sitting on these the entire time.
Oh, imagine getting like them scrapes on the butt pads.
Ooh, skin marks.
I just gotta figure out how to like clean them. I haven't
how do girls clean their bras? Wouldn't that be the same thing, because isn't there padding on bras?
Yeah, but I don't know if these are like removable padding.
I feel like Heath, what are the sponges that we were using on Alicia and Remy's face, like the makeup sponges?
Yeah, like a makeup sponge.
I feel like if you just put it underwater and just like kind of use soap, I think that's it.
Let it out in the sun, just let it dry.
Yeah. But like, I don't think you need to clean that as much as you think, because there's a pat, there's it between skin.
Yes, I agree.
So I think you get multiple uses. Don't worry.
I'm gonna
try to wear it for the rest of the day and see if it like holds up.
Yeah. I heard this from a couple girls. I don't know if they were kidding or not. They don't wash their bras all the time. They wash it sometimes. Or is that a thing?
Right? I don't know how often girls wash their bras.
I was told that they don't wash it as much as their normal clothes.
It's usually like every like 8 months.
I think it depends on the bust.
How much sweat is in the bust?
I don't know. There's many different sizes, you know, more surface area. Most bras should be washed every 2 to 3 wears.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Every 2 to 3. I mean,
that's like underwear.
Right. Just like underwear.
I can't even imagine wearing underwear after one wear. Like that's it. It's how soily, it gets.
Yeah, you flip it inside out.
I've had to do that camping.
Wait, is this type gross? Two fun. So let's say I took, you know, I've worked out, put those underwear in the dirty laundry, put on a new pair of underwear, wear those for the rest of the day. Maybe wear them to bed. Maybe go to gym the next morning.
That's
wearing
fine.
That same underwear. And then,
as long as you showered the day before.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the morning, if you showered, you have the underwear on all day. You go to sleep, wake up, work out in it. I think that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. That's normal.
But if you work out and then you sleep in them drawers.
No, that's nasty. I couldn't even be able to sleep knowing I'm wearing dirty underwear.
No. Yeah. It's like I couldn't even fall asleep. I'd have to shower. It doesn't matter how late it is. Yeah. Nope.
I've been liking to wear. I like wearing like boxers though to like bed.
Yeah, I only wear boxers
like,
too.
Because I don't like wearing like boxer briefs sometimes to bed. I feel like a little too.
I
can't do the loose to bed.
Oh really?
I kind of like
it. No, because then it kind of just like
feels a little too loosey goosey.
You know what I mean?
I need it loosey goosey because I'm hot, my body gets hot when I'm sleeping. I need it to be freezing, and so anything that's going to make me any hotter is not good, which is what tight underwear does to
But me. I hear you out, Heath. I'm verse. You know, I can do it both ways.
I'm just glad you found something to, like, you know, just like my hair, I got hair plugs. You have no butt, you got a butt now. I love that we are improving ourselves every day. We're improving ourselves.
When you touched it, though, did it feel like there was padding? Like, if you just went up to me, like, what's up, buddy? And gave me a tap, would you be like, that was a little weird?
Let me do it again because I wasn't thinking about that.
Ooh. Right.
Okay, wait.
I'm do it. Like, do it. Right. Just casual. Like, no, what's
I know.
Up, man?
I'm trying to like.
I'm washing dishes.
I'm trying to pretend that I don't know you have one. Like, I need it mentally. Okay.
It sounds like there's padding.
It feels like you have thick underwear in there.
Like a diaper.
If I did that, I would have been like, I would have never guessed that. Oh, you have butt pads on. I would hate to be like, all right. Like, I wouldn't have probably went past that. I wouldn't have asked what you're wearing. I'd just have been like, oh, that felt thick.
Maybe it feels like biking shorts or something. Yes, like, yeah, I don't think
you have to worry about people questioning it.
Okay. Okay.
Unless people get freaky on you, they're just like, boom, boom, like, don't go to the Abbey. Then they're going to call you because they grab your butt, you know? Did I tell you that, Heath? I went to the first time I went to the Abbey. I didn't go by myself.
Explain what the Abbey is for people who don't know.
The Abbey is a gay club in America. It's a gay club in Los Angeles. The only gay club in
America.
It's
like one of the biggest and the most popular.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm trying to announce, not offensive. It was just like very gay, but
it's a gay bar.
I mean, it is a gay bar. You got go-go dancers and thongs dancing.
The whole nine yards. We went there. I forget whose birthday it was, but she really wanted to go. So we went and I'm walking around and they were telling me, Zane, don't freak out. Or they're just telling the guys, don't freak out. You're going to get like touched a lot. And in my head, I was like, no, I'm not. Like, we're in LA. Like, no one's going to touch. Bro. My ass was grabbed maybe four times in one night. They don't care. Boom. And as I'm like getting grabbed, I'm not like, you know, obviously I'm not going to say anything because, you know, I don't want to sound like
you're in their territory. You're on their turf.
I'm an ally. You know, I don't want to turn around and be like, don't touch me. People will be like, homophobe. I just didn't want anything to cry. Like, I didn't want it to look any certain way. So I was getting grabbed. I was just like, oh my God. And I went to the bathroom and it came out of the bathroom, grabbed again. I'm like, oh my God. And I, for the first time, truly like felt like, oh, this is what girls go through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When they're harassed and when they're grabbed, when they're touched, I'm like, it doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't.
I'm not saying that. Like, in my head, I was like, oh, that feels good. It's like, I truly felt it. Like, I violated.
Men are savages, man.
Savages. It's just gross. It was gross. And I was like, damn, okay. I didn't think that was like, okay, especially out here.
The Abbey is also notoriously known as a place where they, I don't know if they do it, but allegedly, a lot of roofing happens. That's where Lisa Rinna, apparently for the Traitors premiere party, was apparently drugged at. And many people have always come forward and have called them out. I don't know if they've gotten better. Clearly not, because it happened to Lisa Rinna.
And here's the thing. So that was also one of the things that I was told when we went there was that people get
cover your drinks.
People cover your drinks there. And I've heard this a few times. So when I saw that story, I was like, oh, that's crazy. I mean, it's like, I feel like it's just happened so many times there and people are like calling it out more and more.
Mm-hmm.
That story is, I think, very interesting because the Abbey was not open to the public. It was a private party.
Yeah.
If you're getting roofied at a private party, it's either one of your friends, somebody in production, somebody that was on Traders.
Workers.
Or it was workers. I mean, again, I'm not saying it was the workers. I'm just saying it'd be kind of crazy if it was one of Lisa's friends that did it to her.
So Zane is going there tonight to investigate.
I'm going
to
investigate. Matt, I feel like that's something you would go and investigate.
The Abbey?
On your night off.
Oh, I haven't been to the Abbey in years, but next time I go, I'm totally keeping my eyes
out.
Because
I feel like you do kind of have an eye for whenever you go out in general. You kind of just like look at people's drinks, see which one you want to.
Yeah.
Matt going to the bathroom there. I'm just going to leave this here.
I feel like those, you know, late night detectives that are just drunk and they're just like, you know what, I have an hour to kill, I'm just gonna like start looking at people's drinks and make sure that people are safe here.
Mm-hmm.
I could see someone doing that all the time as like a bait, just like, okay, let's see if anybody does anything to this. So these two moms, they I just saw it on TikTok, these two moms, they they have kids. They were like, you know what? We have a night off after so long. Let's go out. They went out. They had a few drinks. I think they had like two each. Completely blacked out. Boom. They wake up the next day. One girl punched in the face. One of the moms punched in the face. They checked their camera, their Ring camera. They were sent home by an Uber. The Uber had to bring them all the way to the door, and they both were gone. And it was they wrote a whole thing in their caption where it was just like, this is just, it's so terrifying and it's so fucked up and scary how we were just two moms that wanted to go out one night because we had a night off from the kids. We just wanted to relive our young years and just like imagine just not remembering.
Oh my gosh, what a nightmare.
Multiple hours of the night.
Cannot recall.
To the point where she was punched. It was by a dude. It was a dude puncher. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, that makes me sick.
It's really, yeah, it's fucking scary.
Are angel shots like, is that now like, has that fully caught on with bars? Do you know what like an angel shot is? Oh, what's you that? Don't know what an angel shot is. No. It's when, it's like code for going up to the bartender and go, can I have an angel shot, please? And that's a way of signaling to them that there is someone at the bar that you feel really uncomfortable with and feel like, I don't know, they're, let me just be exact with this. An angel shot is a discreet coded phrase used in bars and restaurants to signal to staff that a patron feels unsafe, threatened, or uncomfortable, usually during a date.
Oh.
It's a safety request for help without alerting the person causing discomfort.
I feel like all places probably know that, right?
I would see it like on social media a couple years ago, but now I feel like it's kind of caught on to where I think most bartenders like know about it now.
Yeah.
But I have not heard about someone asking for an angel shot, but I am curious, people in the comments, let me know, like, does angel shot like requests actually work and has it worked? I'm just very curious if people know. Oh, there's different variations. We have angel shot neat and plain, which is the customer would like to be escorted to their vehicle. Okay, now this is a lot to memorize. Angel shot with ice, the customer needs the staff to call a taxi or ride share. Okay, an angel shot with lime with a twist, the customer is in immediate danger and needs the police called.
And also, don't they have things on their phone now where it's, I think there's multiple apps, I'm sure, like where if like girls that go on dates, they're like on a certain app or they have like a mode on their phone where it's, if they don't go back and click it off by the end of the night, that means they're in danger. Like something like that, where it's just like,
that's a good idea,
which is a great idea. Great idea where it's like, but I mean, unless you forget to turn it off, that would suck. But I would rather have a loved one forget to turn it off.
I'm gonna go with my standard. I feel like everybody knows. I'd just be like, if this was me, if I was in the situation, right? I'd be like, I'll do a Jack and Coke with 4 ice cubes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I feel like everybody knows it? That one.
Yeah.
Honestly,
like,
yeah.
With 4.
Oh, that's when you like can signal.
Oh,
or, yeah. Wait, that's like the universal like distress sign.
Yeah, I think so.
We need to get better about knowing these.
No, that one I've seen a lot, the distress sign.
Or yeah, because people always say that like, or you know, there's always like some YouTuber and people think that they're like in trouble and it's a bad domestic situation.
Yes,
and they're like, girl, do this in a video and let us know if you're safe. Or like, yeah. blink five times.
Remember that big one? We've talked about this before, like a couple of years ago. That one girl that everybody was worried about.
Yes. And did they ever figure out, was she really in a bad situation or was she then feeding into it because it was giving her views and making her money?
Apparently she was like feeding into it because they found out that she was like fine, but nobody ever brought it back up. I think it just fizzled out.
Yeah. Interesting. But I'm glad there is some nonverbal signals for people who are in distress to get the help they need.
Yes.
And I think if you do work in customer service, be aware of angel shots.
Yes. All
right. Should we run that intro?
Yes, with that, let's do it. Put your drinks in the air, but make sure it's covered.
Come on now. 3, 2, 1.
It's coffee talk, baby. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, babies. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And we are here filled with love and filled with butt pads. Welcome back to another episode. Wow, I felt like a host that's been doing this for a really long time. Like
that
I'm
was
just
smooth.
Really,
that
was cool, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was cool. I'm really proud of that. And now I just kind of ruined that because I just pointed it out. Before we continue, we want to start doing a segment called Unfiltered Advice because we want to hear from you guys. We want to be able to have you guys a part of the show in some way. So we're going to leave a number for you guys to use. Can they text? Is it just a voicemail?
Voicemail preferred so that we can hear your lovely voices, but you can also text the number.
Voicemail preferred. And also when you leave that voicemail, I think just because we will have a ton coming through, just so it's easier for Jared to go through them, I think it's best for you guys to go straight to whatever question that you guys want to ask or whatever advice that you need, just so, and then you can leave all like the extra bonus if you want to show us love, keep that towards the end, just so we can go through them at a more efficient pace.
Short and sweet,
exactly. Yes. The number is going to be 805-616-2035.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Do have a distress story that I literally gotta know what you guys would have done in this situation, because this is already one of my biggest fears, and I just cannot even imagine what these people went through. Did you see the hot air balloon that got stuck?
Yes.
No.
It was a couple days ago. Basically, this hot air balloon is like 900 feet in the air.
Yes, I saw a clip of this. But yeah, go
on. It's like a power line and gets stuck up there. And it is just dangling. It ripped. It caught fire. Like, it is just like barely hanging on.
The fact that it got
firefighters had to climb this tower like 900 feet to get up to the basket. And then they do like this rope in between the basket and the tower, and they're bringing them across over nothing.
Oh my God.
Watch.
Oh, this was this in Longview, Texas? Yeah, it was.
Dude, watch when they're going across. I could not even imagine having to be in this situation.
Are they at least like on a, what do they call them? Carabiner or carabiner?
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that. Oh my God. No.
Bro, this drone shot too is money.
That's
bro,
but,
and then
insane.
Once you get across, now you have to climb down 900 feet. Bro, I would never. That's insane.
Oh, I can't believe that happened. Oh my God. And that's why I don't fuck with hot air balloons.
Why are we also doing hot air balloons near power lines and towers?
I think it happens all the time. Right? There's power lines everywhere. I mean, where do you do hot air balloons? I feel like every time I see a hot air balloon, I see power lines everywhere.
It's always hitting something.
I know. Dude, well, yeah, when there is a disaster, it's usually they're running into something.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember that movie we watched?
The Fall? Yeah.
Dude, that's literally a movie plot.
That is so high up. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I feel like this is a better plot than the one we watched.
Wait, was it The Fall?
Yes. Where they're stuck up on that
thing. Oh, it was called Fall. It was just called Fall. Fall. Yes.
Man, that was a fucking
it was a ride.
Ride.
It was fun to watch. I mean, it was like silly, stupid, thrilling, everything. It's just one of those stuck movies where people are stuck and they just got to get their way out of it.
But you know, if you added in a hot air balloon, like, I think that could have made it a little interesting.
Damn right.
That whole plot, because that feels like a movie.
Well, what would I do? I wouldn't have got in the hot air balloon in the first place. I would love to go to a hot air balloon festival. I think when all of them are all up in the air, it looks so pretty. It looks just like a Microsoft screensaver, but
I'll stay down here. I love the view, and I'll stay down here on the floor.
Yeah. I just don't understand really the mechanics of it. Also, the idea of just that flame going like, fuck that. I don't
and the fact that it like kind of goes wherever it kind of wants.
Yeah, there's no steering.
Why are we even risking that? Why are we doing that?
And there's like bags of sand and shit. They're like throwing. I'm like, I don't understand the damn physics of that. Why we got like,
there, we got to go down. We got any more bags of sand? No, we don't. We're out. You're fucking Amanda Bynes' mom. Or no, not Amanda.
Oh, Moody's Point.
Moody's Point.
Moody's Point.
Moody. Girl, she was in that hot air balloon for like a whole damn year.
Like, and then we cut to a shot of her just like, where are you? Like still alive up there.
It was like supposed to be a parody of like Dawson's Creek on the Amanda Show. And it was just, ever since my mom's been stuck in that hot air balloon.
It was a parody too. I thought it was like an original idea that they had where they were like, oh, this could be funny.
I think, yeah, it was a parody of like, yeah, Dawson's Creek, Moody's Point. It's like,
Oh, Dawson was a character. I thought Dawson was the city. Like Dawson's Creek was a
Dawson
was
like is, a I town. Think his name. R.I.P. James Vanderbeek.
I didn't. Oh, that's, he was in that show. I've never seen that show. So
Yeah. Oh, I've never seen it either.
Yeah.
Yeah. His name was Dawson. And I guess he had a creek.
I've
been wanting to, I don't actually know if Dawson's here. Creek is that good, but I have been watching the OC for the first time.
I watched the first few seasons, like a few months. Danielle made me watch, Todd made me watch it. And I get why people loved it.
Oh yeah.
It's like such a,
I didn't like watch it that much as a kid, but it's so nostalgic because I like lived that time. I mean, yeah. I wasn't a full teenager in like the early 2000s, but I was a kid. And so I don't know. It's a really easygoing, dramatic.
And it's crazy how old like if this show came out now, the cast would look so much younger.
Is that the one with Spencer Pratt?
No, that was Laguna Beach. Well, Spencer Pratt, I think was not on Laguna Beach. He was in The Hills with Heidi Montag.
That was a reality show. This is a scripted show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to get it confused too until I watched the OC, and then I'm like, oh.
Sorry, we're going on a little OC tangent.
Well, I have some news. I got to meet Tony for the first time.
Woo! I know.
It was magical, but it was just so weird and crazy.
Knowing that your two friends have like made a human.
Yeah, and I think that's what's crazier, that like these are two very close friends both having a baby. Like I think that just makes it crazier. Just more, so like let me give you like the image. I see the house for the first time. The house is beautiful. They have so much property. The neighborhood's amazing. I walk in and I hear Tony like kind of like already, and I'm just like, whoa. Mariah comes out in the hallway. I see Mariah for the first time since August.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
See her and him both coming, and it was everything.
Oh.
And that was like really my first time seeing his, I know I saw his face in that Instagram post, but like since they don't show the face a lot, this was really my first time seeing his face like move. And
yeah. Do you see a lot of them in him? Do you see a little bit more Heath or Mariah? I have like, I've seen the pictures too. Yeah. And Patricia and I talk about a lot. Who do you see?
So there's certain moments and certain faces he'll make where I'm like, oh, that's Mariah. And there's some faces like, oh, that's Heath's face. Like when he's like, Heath, 100%.
Okay.
100%. They both definitely have, and I feel like every day I see something different. Sometimes I'll see Mariah's dad. Sometimes I'll see Heath's mom.
It's crazy very, how very much strange. It changes like throughout the day.
Yeah.
I think he has your eyes. Like I think you and your mom have very similar eyes. And I think he has like very Hussar eyes, but as like a whole, he looks like an Amato. Like he looks like one of Mariah's brothers. Like it's totally
with the
like,
dark features. He has the olive skin, which is like Mariah's skin tone or Mariah's family skin tone. And then the black hair. I don't know. That hair could get lighter, right? Don't babies' hair change color?
They do.
Over time.
He definitely has, it's weird. He has a lot of my features. Like when I see him, I was like, okay, he has my nose, my eyes, my lips. But like you're saying, he still looks like Mariah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's this crazy weird. Oh, Zane, you got to show Matt the AI that it took from just the baby picture.
I was going to show. I didn't know if you'd feel comfortable with that.
Oh, you did an AI thing where you uploaded Mariah and Heath go, what would the baby look like?
No,
normally,
no.
Yeah.
No, he didn't upload me and Mariah. He uploaded just a photo of Tony. Just one picture of Tony.
I got a pretty good like straight shot of Tony. Not perfect, but just kind of like a good, you see the full face. And I was like, hey guys, I'm gonna, every time when I do anything with the baby, I like always ask.
That's important.
So I was like, hey, would you be okay with me putting this through AI? I would love to see what he would like. Cause I kept on bringing, every time I think I brought it up like 5 times throughout the trip. I was just like,
yeah,
it's so annoying not to be able to see right now what he's going to look like when he's 5, when he's 10, when he's 15. And it bugs me. Like it frustrates me.
Mystery and beauty of life. Yeah. Watching it grow before your eyes.
And,
but yeah.
And I'm like, hey guys, would you be okay with me adding 10 years to this picture on ChatGPT? Cause I've seen them do pretty incredible work when other people that have done it before. And they're like, yeah, so I decided to do it.
So we did what he's going to look like at 10 and what he's going to look like at 20. And
10
Matt,
and 20. Matt.
It's crazy that you can see me and Mariah in these photos without uploading a picture.
Without uploading
of me and
Mariah.
It's just Tony.
I got goosebumps when I saw these pictures. So I was like, whoa. That's,
okay, so this is like a sneak peek of y'all seeing Tony. But like,
okay, so.
Yeah, you can see him 20 years age from now.
So this is, it's fun because he's wearing the first picture, he's wearing the same shirt as he was in the picture, right? And you have to be very specific. I was like very specific, like, hey, what ChatGPT gave me when he's 10.
When he's 10.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
That's
a literally a perfect mix of Heath and Mariah.
Yeah.
It looks exactly like a mix of me and Mariah. Matt, you're speechless, right? I sat there staring for so long.
It's also crazy that he's like going to be that age. Like you're going to have a 10-year-old at some point.
And the fact that we're going to have something to look back to see if it matches.
Yeah.
Like he has your eyes, but like also he has like Mariah's like face or like her like skull, her like chin and everything too.
All right, Matt.
That's crazy.
We're about to show you 20-year-old. So I told them to make sure to make the outfit look like he's 20 years old. He has a job.
I made him go into like financial investing. Yeah.
This is him when he's 20 years old. Obviously, he's still like a baby face. But
whoa!
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Wow. And even like though his like complexion kind of changed where he like looks a little bit more like you, Heath. But like, whoa.
I think you guys just made a heartbreaker. Like low key.
I was like, okay, Cameron Dallas.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And I think it kind of filled the satisfaction of like kind of knowing. So now I don't have to think about it anymore.
And now you have a perfect experiment to see how he really turns
exactly
out.
Exactly. Well, I wanted to try.
You looked better in the AI pictures.
I wanted to try.
You were supposed to look like this kid.
I wanted to test one more thing out just to like see how accurate this could be. I wanted Heath and Mariah. It sucks because all of our old pictures are not clear, but I wanted to get a picture of Heath and Mariah when they were young, the clearest they could, send me that. And I was going to put that through AI and say, hey,
what is this?
Make me 20 years old, right? Like, make me 30 years old. And then I wanted to get a picture of Heath and Mariah and go, give me what they would look like if they were babies. And just to kind of like test all theories out, test all ways to see how accurate this could possibly be.
What, Zane?
Little scientist over
there. Yeah, I know you're working like on like a thesis
I'm like a chemist and shit. You know, I do my thing. But yeah.
And the reason it's so good at this is because the camera company that took photos of us every single year is on a database.
Yeah, true.
They're good with that.
Did you hold the baby? When was the last time you held a baby before holding Tony?
Last time I held a baby was actually in Australia.
Okay.
Remember the video that I posted with me holding the baby? I was at a party.
Right.
I went to the bar, took a shot. It was like all a bit that I did. That was the last time I held a baby.
Okay.
There was one moment where I held him for a good like 20 minutes straight. Like I was walking around with him because they were both busy. And I was just praying that he wasn't going to cry. And he was very comfortable.
Oh.
You have to like, thing with Tony, he has to keep moving. So
he's got his mama's
Mariah
mobility.
Constantly has to like push him in the stroller around the house. if they're stopped on the road, Heath has to constantly brake and go at the light just to keep the car moving so he doesn't start crying.
Or he'll wake up.
Or wake up. He'll wake up
like
when
if
it stops moving.
He's like,
a little tiny little rock.
Which is good. That could maybe he might be an athlete. Maybe he needs to keep moving, stay active.
You never know.
I want to go fast.
Yeah. Other than that, it was just really, obviously he's like a month, 2 months old. So yeah. Like,
They're a little boring. They're boring. But they haven't fully woken up to the world.
The few moments where I was able to like make him giggle, like just me, I think that was enough. That made the whole trip worth it. You know what I mean? And I can't wait to like continue to visit him. So we can start growing a bond. Yeah. That's very exciting because my, you know, my, none of my family, my brother, nobody has a kid yet.
Yeah.
So this is, it's just like, to me, this is like my, like my, but also like my kid, my little brother, my, just someone that like I have to take care of, also grow up with, get gifts for. I'm not a gift giver, but I might start being a gift giver now. I was telling Mariah, I was like, I'm going to spoil the shit out of that kid. Like the presents I'm going to be able to get him. I'm going to make sure they're better than Heath and Mariah's gifts.
Absolutely.
And I'm talking about the gifts that they give him.
Run it by them what you kind of want, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, he wants a, parents wants a, are like, he wants a vintage 911 really.
I get back at Heath and Mariah and I get him a Komodo dragon. They're just like, but yeah,
but we did a lot while Zane was here. I took Zane around to all of our favorite spots. We took him. We all went to Craig's for dinner.
Ooh, they there's opened a location Craig's
opened,
right?
They just opened one up. Yeah,
just opened one. Yeah. We went to a few like really cool like local spots. Took him to Swig.
You know Swig? Mm. What Swig is?
The soda place.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I tried it for the first
time. I haven't had it.
Oh, do they have one in Texas?
Maybe now they do, but I know that there is one in Brentwood, like right over there. But what flavor did you get?
It was one of the four popular flavors. It was called the Founder. It was Diet Coke with coconut, lime. I feel like I'm always forgetting one thing, but
coconut cream
and coconut cream. It literally tasted like I hopped on the plane at LAX. It literally feels like I'm on the beach. Like,
ooh, I want to put some rum in that.
That's what Zane said.
Literally,
I want to put some Malibu rum in that. Sounds like
I was telling him as I was drinking. I was like, "Guys, look, this is good. I get why people like would want to go, because they're like, people only drive here just to grab a soda from here." I'm like, I can never see myself going to a place just to grab a soda. It just feels off for me. But every time I'm drinking, I'm just like, I just want rum. Like, I don't, it's not like I need alcohol. I just really need rum in that specific drink.
Yeah.
Cause it just feels like it's missing that.
Do they serve it? Is it on like a soda dispenser, or is it like,
is it like
a jerk soda, or like, how do they do it?
I didn't look over the counter actually.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
It's a store. It's not like a place where you sit. It's literally,
I think it's on a fountain.
Is it? I feel like that in order to make it, they would have to like concoct it. No,
I've never had a jerk soda. You know, like soda jerks back like in the 50s and stuff.
No.
Like, so places used to, I hopefully I'm right, the syrup and the carbonation were separate, and they would put the syrup first and then the carbonation. They would mix it up and give you like a soda. That's like, I mean,
that's pretty much what the faucets are like from the bars. They're separate, and don't they go together?
Yes,
when
exactly, but they would do it a little bit more what's the word?
That's the way Heath and Mariah drink. You make it feel like a cocktail, you know?
Yeah. Shake it up a bit. My grandpa was a soda jerk back in the day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We got Dutch Bros for Zane.
Ooh.
Was it my first time?
Was it your first time?
Was it? Okay. I thought we got it when we went all the way out to somewhere to do like those Doom Bugs, but I don't know if we ever stopped there on the way back. But yeah, I tried that. Great coffee. I mean, I had just a regular like... iced coffee with like almond milk. It was great. Great coffee.
Mm-hmm. I get the hype. Dutch Bros. There's one now right by my parents' house, like 2 minutes around the corner. And
a new one that just popped up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
But their little waffle treat.
What else did we do? I mean, we honestly, I mean, again, I like these guys know you don't, they don't need to keep me busy at all.
Did you go look at houses?
We went to an open house.
Okay,
good. I knew in my head that was like probably something.
We went to an open house a few doors down. Just honestly, we're just curious of just like, oh, let's see what they're. And man, it's so nice. And the money you're paying, it's crazy the difference out here. It's so fucking annoying. Like, it was really nice. And they had like the backyard's insane. The property's insane. You always get like the basement. You get basements in there too.
Oh, forget about that.
It was really cool. It was awesome being able to experience it as a local, because every time you got like, you know, the both times we went to Nashville, we went to like Broadway, you know, we're out for a Bachelor it was nice to like see it from like perspective of someone who lives there, which is always
a little
nice.
Bit more domestic.
Yeah, Brentwood, very
little local.
Did you meet
spot.
Any of their friends or like who they've been hanging out with?
Matt, I didn't. I honestly didn't care to meet anybody.
He knows the people that I hang out with out here though. It's like Christian Del Grosso.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the
oh, literally Christian Del Grosso.
Matt, all the Viners all live there. I went to Lifetime because I every morning I worked out at Lifetime, great gym. In one day I saw Cody Johns. He didn't see me though, but I saw him walking. I was like, oh my God. Like I haven't seen him in fucking years.
It's crazy. I was just
obviously I didn't like, you know, I didn't bother. Yeah. But I was as I was leaving, I was like checking out because I got a stretch, and then Cole Brandt walks in and he's like, no way. And I recognized him. It didn't click who he was.
Yeah.
He's coming, he's like, Zane, I'm like, I know who you are.
Dem White Boys. It's me.
I don't know who you are, but like, and then it hit me. Cole Brown was like, holy shit. Cause I only met him once at something in Chicago a long time ago. And I was like, that's crazy. And he was like, yeah, dude, it's crazy. Did you move out here? I was like, no, but he did. He just had a kid. I'm out here visiting. And he's like, yeah, dude, it's crazy. All the Viners are out here. I'm like, it is. It's insane.
Wow.
It's so crazy. Yeah. So like, I just hang out with like Marcus and Christian.
Marcus lives out there? Wait.
Yeah, Marcus Johns.
Marcus Johns. Mm-hmm. Wait, what's the other one?
Cody Johns.
Cody, you saw Cody. Okay, Marcus Johns also lives out there. Did he finish his bunker?
He's got a crazy property out here.
Ooh, he's making himself a little Illuminati bunker. Love that.
It's a gnarly piece of property that he's got, and it's got like a really cool, like, I think like 1800s barn that's on it, like a really old barn.
Okay.
That he's like working on right now, but it's not like a bunker,
not like a doomsday bunker.
Right.
But that, I remember last time I was with him, he was like building though, like this underground contraption kind of thing. I don't know.
I couldn't think of the word. I said Illuminati instead of doomsday.
Illuminati.
I was like, fuck, what is it called? I gotta be quick.
But yeah, that's awesome.
It was really nice. Weather was great. It's crazy that the snowstorm happened because when I got there, it didn't look like there was a fucking snowstorm there just a couple weeks ago. It's crazy how it all melted like that quick.
When you were in the gym one day, there was a snow flurry happening. I was going to see if you saw it.
How did I miss that? I was only in the gym for 2 hours.
No idea. But yeah, it started snowing a little bit.
Well, I guess I have to go back.
Got to come see it.
But yeah, no.
Did you stay like in a guest room while you were there?
Yeah, it was great. Oh my God, they all their rooms, they were put carpet in. Vibe. I was never for like carpets in bedrooms. I always think that's like kind of like outdated, but it's coming back. It's coming back. It keeps your room warm.
Yeah,
it's cozy. They had lamps in there. It was a vibe.
There's something about getting out of bed and putting your toes in soft carpet.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I get it.
Can't beat it.
I love the smell of new carpet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's good. That's a good smell.
Just like new carpet, like in a house. I don't know. It just always feels like just new beginnings.
Yeah.
Zane got to see the basement set up where I've got you guys stationed right now.
Oh yeah, but that was cool.
It was not what I was expecting. It literally like it looks like a control room, like just like the two screens. If like it was really easy to record in there. I was very surprised, like seeing because we recorded basically in there, seeing both Remy and Alicia on separate, it felt so like natural. It's crazy.
It's weird how like easy it feels.
I was like, oh, Heath, I would just stay here. You don't need to come out and record. This is like, it's the same thing. There's like no point. Stay with the baby.
I still want to see him when he comes out.
Did y'all take Tony to Craig's?
That was actually his first late night out.
Oh,
they told
fun.
Me it was his first late night out. And Mariah was like really worried for him because Mariah's big, what I've noticed, her biggest fear is Tony being an inconvenience to anybody else. Yeah. Like that's her biggest fear. So I could see her just like, I could see her face like, and I felt so bad because I made the reservations for Craig's because I thought it'd be cool. They'd never been there. And I could see Mariah was so nervous. I was just like, oh, fuck. I was like, in my head, I was like, I should have never made this. I should have never made this reservation. Uh-huh. I feel bad. And he was not a fucking peep out of him. Not a peep out of it. He was so famous. Everybody was coming in saying hi. Everybody was like smiling, watching him just be there. I was like, oh, I made the right choice. Yes, you did it again, Zane.
Oh, I love that.
And he had his little tracksuit on. He had his gold chain out. He was vibing at Craig's.
Yeah. Yeah. Great location, by the way. A little better lit than the one here. Like it's the lights are a little bit like brighter.
Where is it?
It's in
Franklin?
The Gulch.
That's what I figured.
Make sure to stop by. I'll connect you with the manager. We're super close now. So
Craig?
Mr. Craig.
Mr. Craig himself.
He's a nice guy.
I don't want to forget anything. Was there anything else, Heath, that like we did out there?
I feel like a lot of the times we just chilled here, hung out with Tony, and then we would like go get food. Like I took him to this market nearby, kind of just drove around a little bit of sightseeing.
To be completely honest, after I wasn't aware, obviously, because I've never, you know, I've never seen the three of them together, but I was not aware of how much work it is, especially with a newborn. And I've been around newborns. I've been around twins, around my mom. And I don't know if I just never noticed it. Maybe I'm just looking at
You're an adult now, seeing it differently.
Just seeing how much work it is. That, like, there's never a point where they're both free.
Yeah, ever. It's a team effort.
Ever. Like, whenever that baby is sleeping, he's sleeping on one of them. The baby's constantly on one of their persons. And it was that the whole time. Mariah is pumping 8 times a day. And it takes 30 minutes each time. I'm like, oh, how are they answering my fucking phone calls? I was like, oh, that's why they take so long to respond. It's because they literally, their phone is just not on them.
Their hands are full.
He couldn't believe how many times we were changing his diaper. He's like, again? I'm like, dude.
I know.
Just
Matt, it was every 10 minutes.
It'll be like three back to back. He'll poop, you'll change him, and then a second after you strap it up, he goes again. Sometimes it's like 4 times in a row. Yeah. And then it's just like,
This might sound sad. Just like,
no way.
This might sound sad, but after this weekend, I know now to like reach out less over the phone. I don't need to. Because
things aren't that urgent.
Things aren't that urgent. Exactly. I need to start learning because I hate texting. I hate texting, especially when I like want the answer now. I'm very impatient. And I'm usually calling for business. usually calling about like work or business. So I'm in my head. I'm just like, I don't need to call them. I'd rather just visit more because when I'm visiting, you know, I don't have to worry about like bugging. Yeah. I'm just around them the whole time.
And it's also, you don't realize like if you're feeding and it takes them like 20 minutes to eat a bottle, you have both hands. You're like holding him and you're feeding.
Oh,
so
right.
you can't be on your phone. You can't like really do anything or like trying to put him to bed. You got him like this. You're trying to like shush him. You're trying to like get him to calm down.
And genuinely my stress levels, like the whole time, anytime I had to take care of him or like I was holding him, they were just high the whole time because he feels like he's like a pound,
right?
You know, you just like, you want to make sure he's comfortable. You want to make sure he's not feeling like he needs to cry. It's just like,
and their system is just so small and like delicate. You're like, are they like breathing? Like, are you digesting?
About.
It's just like,
it's crazy. But yeah, I have a much
Zane doing everything he could to keep him from crying. No. Beep, beep.
Please don't. Especially when Heath and Mariah were out of the room, I was just like, please don't cry. Like, I want them to think that like I'm really good at this.
Could you have trusted Zane at all for an extended period of time, just him and the baby? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. He's actually a good baby. He's not a baby that like, I feel like I've seen other babies who are just like constantly uncomfortable, constantly crying. I feel like he's pretty good. I feel like I feel like he was rarely crying for no reason.
Yeah.
Like anytime he would start like crying, it was hungry, either a diaper change or hungry, which it would immediately,
or pee.
He would immediately stop crying.
Mm-hmm.
I think out of the 4 days I was there, there was only once where I felt like he was crying really hard, where like I just felt like he was uncomfortable. Only once. And that was like, I felt like I was waking up. I was like, I could hear the him crying. I was like, oh, I can tell Heath and Mariah are just trying to figure out. Okay. we got to get through this, but good baby.
Look at the funny face.
Beep, beep. Funny face. Oh my God. Like literally my language the whole time. Beep, beep, boop. Beep,
beep, boop. You're like, what is this coming out of me? I didn't know like I had just all these sounds and noises.
It's funny because you know that they were trying to figure out what works and what doesn't as he was like growing. There were times like, oh yeah, this is funny because obviously they're kidding, but I love how serious they sound. They're just like, oh yeah, no, Tony loves psych. The show sounds like, shut up. What do you mean he loves psych? He's not even looking at us. He doesn't even know what the fuck he's looking at. He thinks it's actual humans.
Yeah.
Walking around. So that's really funny. But he does love SpongeBob.
Oh boy.
That he loves. I get it.
I'll have like SpongeBob on the... for him. For him, it's me.
For him.
It's like I'll either have like, we'll have The Office on, Psych on, or like SpongeBob reruns, just like going in the house.
My baby watching that than like Coco Melon or them shit. Oh, no. You know, I feel like it's too much.
I want to watch Arthur.
Yeah. But we we had him like one time, we had him in the little kind of like Rocky type chair thing, like facing it, and he was just like locked on SpongeBob. I was like, all right, that's enough. he was in it, and I was like, attention. Okay.
When it's too, yeah, when he's locked in for more than 5 minutes, that's when
I was like, all right.
No more social media for you, bud.
Okay, time's up.
Heath, it's funny that I almost, you know how I like, we were getting tight on my flight going
yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah.
I was right at the door. By the way, I made it right at the door. It was like very, very close. But I also almost missed my flight going to you, which I never told you. So I almost missed it going there and back. Yeah, it was past stress times for me. But when I got to the airport flying to you, there was like 10 minutes left for the gate, and I got there. I go, hey, how much time do I have? And she goes, why? I go,
period.
At the gate. She goes, why? For what? And I was like, oh, I was just gonna grab a water real quick. And I'll be right back. And she's like, how long is that gonna take? I was like, well, how much time is there till the gate closes? You guys have that time? She's like, I don't know. I'm not sure. And I was like, is it a minute or is it 10 minutes? And she's like, you have 10 minutes. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And so I go, I run back. I grab a water and I try to be as quick as possible because she was like annoyed.
Yeah.
And I come back immediately back and I scan my ticket and she goes, oh, you're Zane. And I go, yeah. She was like, huh? Well, good thing you're here. We're about to give up your seat.
What?
Huh? Like, well, yeah, we were going to give your seat to somebody on standby. I was like, why would you do that? And she's like, well, it's because you weren't here. It's like,
she should have asked you, like, just, by the way, who are you before
it,
you?
It was 10 minutes left. And she was just like, oh, I know. That's just our system. I was like, that's crazy. Fucking crazy.
Oh, boy.
By the way. So if they gave up my seat and I was there before the gate, would that have been okay?
I guess they would have.
Yeah. I don't know when the standby time fully kicks in terms of the boarding process on who is actually boarded.
But also they should know that you had already checked in.
I would understand
if standby goes to somebody that didn't even show up to the airport yet. They could tell if, you know, you went through TSA, you've created your boarding pass. They know if you're in the airport.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, because I checked in the night before. Yeah, I just thought that was like wicked rude and shit. And I know I was like a little late, but goddamn, people are late all the time to their flight. There's people that make it to the last second all the time.
And then you probably got on a plane that didn't take off for 45 minutes.
Standby tickets at the gate are generally assigned 10 to 30 minutes before departure. So yeah, boarding has probably already happened. But usually after the boarding process is complete and agents know exactly which seats are empty.
Okay, look, I mean, I guess that's what AI says. So I got to listen. I'm sorry. Maybe I deserve that.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I learned something crazy about airplanes that I'm surprised I didn't know, and I thought I knew this, and I'm just going to pose this question to you guys, and maybe I'll do know it, and it may just spoil this fun fact. What do you think is the point of airplane mode?
If I were to guess, it's so their signal, there's not a ton of signal going out where they're not able to... Communicate for the pilots,
interference.
Yes. Interference to the pilots. That's what I've always thought. And while yes, that can slightly be a problem, it really isn't. The reason. Now, have you ever had your phone you forgot to turn on airplane mode? And have you ever noticed like a thing about your phone?
It happens half the time, honestly, that I forget to
turn
on.
Your battery like will drain like crazy. And the reason why is signal. Because your signal is constantly trying to be find. Your phone is constantly trying to find signal.
Okay.
Now, because you're that high up in the air and there are multiple cell towers and you're flying over them at a pretty fast rate, it causes traffic and confusion with the cell towers, messing up everyone's cell phone signal on land. So it really has nothing to do with the pilot's communication signal. It's the cell towers down there and the people on the ground communicating.
has nothing to do with the aircraft and communication.
Not as significant as you really think it is. Hank Green was explaining this to, I think, Angela on Smosh, and because she had asked, had this question for him, and Hank Green recently found it out that it's more about the cell tower traffic than it is causing confusion for the communication.
I mean, they don't have to be that nice to these phone companies. If anything, I would understand more. You know how airlines sometimes they'll have like a partnership with a certain carrier? Like,
yeah.
Oh, if you're on T-Mobile, you have a free blah, blah. I would understand if the pilot goes, if you're with T-Mobile, can you please go on airplane mode? Because, you know, they want to make sure that T-Mobile towers are not all like messed up for them.
Pretty much.
You know, because they're in partnership with them. But I didn't know, they don't need to be that nice.
Yeah, it causes just more confusion on the ground than it does really in the air. Yeah, it's just crazy. I was like, oh, it's nothing to do with our safety. It's just to make things flow a little bit better down there.
Did not know that.
Yeah, fun fact, thought I would share it.
But they can't fix the Wi-Fi.
Which makes sense, because if you look at, like, this is the current air traffic map, right? And all of these planes have probably, you know, a couple hundred people on it. And they're all just flooding the LA cell towers.
You know what, Matt? I think that just made me want to also be nice too.
Right.
And really remember to turn on my airplane mode.
So next time your cell phone signal is going a little crazy, it might not be like your issue. It's people above you who have it on.
Is that why your signal is not the best at the airport when you're not under Wi-Fi?
That's a good question.
Because I feel like my signal is usually the worst at airports.
I think it's because the airport is so remote, like away from towers, because they can't have the towers like near the airport. I think that's, I agree with you. Every time I'm at an airport, I have to get on the airport Wi-Fi just to get anything going on.
That's scary.
Yeah. What?
Getting on the airport Wi-Fi. I just watched horror videos of people showing how easy it is to hack into other people's devices on airport Wi-Fi.
Or they make it like that so you get on the Wi-Fi on purpose so that they can go in and hack it to see if you're talking about anything.
I mean, honestly, they do find out. If I was on a plane, on a flight, and I was texting somebody else, like anything, like
making
scary,
a dark joke or anything like that,
they will see that.
Even private Snapchats now. I mean, that happened to another girl who made a joke about, you know, shooting up her school. And sent it privately to a friend on Snapchat, and Snapchat flagged it and called the authorities. You can't make jokes like that even privately.
When it comes to like privacy, I am all for. I do not give a shit if they're going through our phones. Like when it comes to that type of shit, I think you have every right to look at anybody's phone.
You know how like me and my brother are the same with like conspiracy, just shit that we talk about. There's been times where I've been on a flight and he's sending me shit and I'm like, bro, not right now.
Yes.
Not right now.
I think if they are looking at it in the moment, like I don't know if it goes through a flag system, but like if there's somebody that is like going through this as people are on the flight, I think they're really good at knowing what's a joke or not. Cause all the time I'll like send gifts and shit of a plane, like going
a little crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're able to detect of like,
hope the TSA guy is like sitting there. Like if he's reading my text and he's like, yeah, look at this. This is pretty funny. like, you know what I mean? I hope he's got like a sense of humor.
Just don't make a
joke that is a threat of danger and endangering others as well.
Exactly.
Like, but I think did you guys hear about the new like iPhone updates that are going to be coming out for the iPhone? Was it 18, which is like next year? You know how like now you can make emergency calls via satellite?
Yeah.
So the new iPhone, they're going to unroll all of these new satellite features to where you can be texting over satellite. You can send pictures over satellite. Like you can use maps over satellite.
So you'll never be in a moment in the middle of a desert where you can't like text or make.
Correct.
That's amazing. And I'm surprised that hasn't been already figured out.
But
years ago,
some people are thinking that they may actually be charging a lot. They're going to start charging a lot more to have this package.
That's fine.
Because it would give you that peace of mind. God forbid an emergency happening did not have.
I get that.
I pay a lot of money for my Garmin subscription.
Okay, well then
I have a sat phone that I pay monthly on and per message on.
Oh, that's the one you take camping? It's like a separate, like it's like a walkie-talkie type device,
right? Yeah, it's like a small thing like the Garmin InReach. I love it, especially when I'm hiking, but the way they do it is they charge you to suspend your subscription. So it's like I just leave it year round, but I pay monthly and then you pay like per message and shit like that.
You're able to text on that, right?
Yeah.
You just can't make any calls.
Yeah.
And well, they might be going out of business by the time next year rolls around.
With just iPhone, it's time will that. Be
we in were our already, hands. We were already talking about getting rid of them if the iPhone is able to do this.
Yeah, no, that's great. I'm actually really excited about that. Dude, that's going to save so many lives.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool, the good stories that will come out of this. So it is interesting, something to keep your eye on, but just
they're
new
just
tech.
Trying to do something good to make up for the fact that they're doing the magnetic charger.
Oh, fucking dude, I can't.
Real. That's not real, right? Is that true? I don't believe that's
like,
true.
Like the laptop chargers where it's like magnetic? Of
I
course.
Hope not.
Is
of
that course. Go to news?
Dude, if that.
Go to news.
I think it's all rumored then about the iPhone 18 having the, magnetic
There's
charger.
There's no way.
I mean, they wouldn't do that. I don't think they would. Because also the USB-C, like the EU just made a huge, okay. Rumors
likely false.
Are likely false.
Oh,
I believe
good.
It.
Likely false. Oh, good. Okay.
Because I use the USB-C for everything, like importing like SD cards into it. There's so much you could use with the USB-C slot.
Mm-hmm. Right. In the EU, did we talk about this a few episodes ago? I remember I had a note I wanted to talk about it. The EU made it mandatory that all cables from this point forward need to be USB-C because it's bullshit all the amount of tech pollution we make by making all these fucking cords for all these different devices. It's just taking up space. People throw them away and shit. If we all universally have the same type of port and charger, mm-hmm. it should be
it's time for paper cables, paper straws, paper cables. Let's go. What did I say? I saw a meme where it was like our planet.
Oh, I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like me using paper straws to save our planet. Meanwhile, a whole war happening. It's like, but I'm using a paper straw. Like, come on, make it make sense.
And Jared, I think you had it on the run of show that there's a new tech development where they were able to put 5 terabytes of storage etched into glass.
Dog, it's insane.
What?
Okay, it's from Microsoft. It's called Project Silica. And basically, it's this technology where they use lasers to engrave these things called voxels onto glass. And it's normal glass, like the shit that your like Tupperware is made out of or your food storage things. But they can microscopically, like the glass is about the size of like a drink coaster.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And it's probably a quarter of an inch to eighth of an inch thick. And they can microscopically separate the glass into 300 layers and carve these little voxels into them that store data.
It's like Blade Runner shit.
That's insane.
And the crazy part, they were able in this coaster-sized piece of glass, they were able to store 5 terabytes worth of data, which is 5,000 gigabytes, right? And the awesome thing about this is that unlike traditional hard drives, you don't need any power to store these things or to maintain the data. And at room temperature, they can last for up to 10,000 years, right? And they're also this thin. And so it just makes storage a lot more efficient.
Can you imagine when our planet completely freezes up, right? In like fucking a few hundred years, and then they come and dig us up. They're digging shit up, and they're getting all this ice, and they're like, "What are all these engraving?" They have all this data that's been just saved.
Yeah. We're back to tablets, etching things into tablets. But will this be a good solution to like the memory storage crisis that's happening right now? Aren't like a lot of like photographers and people freaking out because SD cards? There's a shortage of them right now and the values are skyrocketing.
I don't know about that. Like, I don't know if this is, it really depends on how fast the technology develops for the average consumer. Cause right now what you need in order to read these pieces of glass is a microscope that's connected to an image processor. And then that image processor just basically takes photos of the different layers. And it can read and translate the data with zero flaws.
That's the only way you're able to grab this data and transfer it to a computer?
That's the only way. And so right now, like, they just developed this technology. And so they're kind of targeting, like, cloud farms as the main buyers for this because they're the people that really need to store that much information and be able to, like, read and write that.
That makes sense.
Whereas, like, if it can get to the point where like our phones can, you know, like scanning a QR code, if it can get to a point where we can scan that piece of glass and
boom,
read it like that, then it could probably fix that.
Could be like 10 years down the line, but, or it could be faster.
Zane carrying this little piece of glass.
Shatter it.
No, like, oops. All of your whole life storage.
But you know what? But the pieces, you don't know which ones are corrupted and which ones not. So some of the data is good, but the data that was split in
trying
half.
Trying to glue it back together.
Yeah. That's fucking insane. And I can't wait to see
but
where,
dude,
we go with that.
It's just wow. Crazy. I'm like, how the fuck did we think of that and develop that?
Yeah.
Like, it truly does feel like Blade Runner.
My head. Because
remember, like, in Blade Runner 2049, how, like, well, there was a huge technology blackout that happened, like, in, like, I don't know, after 2015 or something.
Yeah.
And everyone, like, lost all of their footage. Like, everything you had online is, like, gone.
Yeah.
But they have these, like, glass orbs that are fragments of the past storage.
Oh,
and so if
yeah.
there's something you need to find in the past, they can, like, give you this distorted ball of memory.
That was in the movie?
Yeah. And so because he's trying to figure out this mystery of something that happened in the past, and he goes to this storage facility, and it's, like, in a library-type database, and they find this, like, glass ball, and they go, you might be able to find it on here.
How do you think these ideas come about? Do you think somebody was watching that movie and goes, do you think we can do that? Or is this just something where it's just like a coincidence where it's like,
I think it's both. Honestly, I think the human imagination is so vast and wild to like come up with stuff like this. But then somebody like an actual scientist looks at it and go, oh, wait, that could probably work. Like that could, you know, let me figure out how that can happen. It's the same thing with like Terminator, you know?
Yeah.
Like the idea of these autonomous robots and whatever being able to like kind of not take over the world, but be able to function in society,
yeah,
and use them for military capacity. And then then fucking Boston Dynamics goes, yeah, let me build those. I'm going to build those robots that can do like backflips and stuff.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Have you seen the early robots, I think from like the 1800s?
Like automatons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That do like music and stuff and like how intricate they are. Bro,
and they can like draw stuff. It's like the movie Hugo.
They can write things. It is.
Wait, what? Wait, this was a real thing?
Yeah. They were these like basically heavily cogs and, you know, steel robots. And they were kind of this like sideshow attraction where, you know, you could put in a quarter and watch it like draw something and stuff.
And obviously it wasn't operated by a human. It was just something that they put in there, or they
purely mechanical.
Purely mechanical.
Yeah.
Wow. But like it could like write things. I think you could like type into it and this little robot guy would write what you're typing.
Whoa, that's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, this is from 1774.
1700s.
You should see the insane.
It's a good horror movie.
Martin Scorsese, the movie Hugo. It's like a kid's family movie. It's really good. And the automaton is like a huge like part of the plot as well. But I love this film. It's great.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Chloe Grace Moretz.
Fine, I'll watch it. Oh, that's that girl on the left? That's the
Chloe Grace Moretz.
No, the one on the left.
Oh, that's not a girl. It's a boy.
That's this guy from Sex Ed.
You know, I learned something.
Zane, just your face was it.
I just love how confident I was in that. Oh, I know her. I know that actress.
Looks like Johnny from
Traitors.
We'll save for the unwind, talk about Traitors.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, yeah. Yes, I love that. That's like a little, and I'm just sad that it's like over.
I know. I think I want to watch Survivor.
Every show is just over now. Like all my shows that I was watching, all the last episodes just happened. And now I'm just like,
do you watch Paradise?
Oh, no, I need to start that. I was
getting the new season's pretty good.
Wait, the new season's out?
Yeah, dude. I think 3 episodes and maybe like 4 by this time. Yeah.
Oh,
in the first episode, like I love it. Like what's going on?
All right.
Like, what's her name? Shailene Woodley is in it. And the first episode, I'm just teasing. It's a cool just exposition.
Is it like full of tea? Full of tea?
Full of tea, but it's just a whole new layer to the show. I love that.
Okay, cool. This could be my new treadmill movie.
Yeah.
Or treadmill show, sorry.
It's a great treadmill show. It blew my mind.
Oh, so sorry. I'm since we're talking about TV, Game of Thrones news. Okay, Heath, remember when somebody we were doing our live and somebody said, "Oh, new GOT news." I found out what that person was talking about. I don't know if they knew about it or not, but this morning, or I think last night, they released something that said they're making a Game of Thrones movie.
Ooh,
yeah. Cool. And guess who's gonna be in it? Holding a goat, bro. I think it's easier for me to get in that movie. I think I can make that happen. For sure. I think it's easier to get into movies than like whole fucking.
I think you got to join SAG. Are you part of SAG?
I don't need to be saggy for that. I think I can make it happen with my presence.
Come with me to sneak on set for Game of Thrones, the movie.
And you know, there's probably such a long line of people that are like literally actors that are willing to do it for free.
If they want to do it right, they should bring back the original cast and it should be a movie with.
I don't think it's the.
It's a prequel.
It's a prequel. So you're not going to see any of the, I know.
We want the original.
And Heath, I think a lot of those actors are over it.
Yeah, they don't want to.
I think the end of that show really, I think it fucking put them in a
like almost typecasted in a way too.
Not even that. I think mentally, I think it kind of like, it fucked them up a little bit. Mm. I think just like being so like loyal to a series and then it doesn't end the way that you imagined. I feel like that would hurt you.
Oh, the hate that they probably got after that last season.
Yeah.
You know, it was probably enough to like traumatize them from ever wanting to do that. Like,
and I know
franchise.
It did with Kit Harington. I know he was in a dark place after that. Yeah. And that made me really sad.
True. Did y'all hear Scary Movie 6 is happening?
I'm so excited for that movie.
Do you know what movies they are parodying?
No.
I think obviously Scream. I think they're bringing Saw back. They're parodying The Substance.
Yes.
They're parodying
Long Legs.
Weapons. That's great.
Megan, of course. Yeah. Of course.
I love how Megan, I don't know if they did this on purpose or not. Why does Megan look like Erica Kirk?
In Scary Movie?
In Scary Movie. Like, if you look at your, like...
Is there a trailer?
I have a feeling.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We'll watch a trailer after, because I think they released a new updated trailer. I want to watch it on the unwind.
And Anna Faris is back in it, the Wayans brothers.
And in the trailer, she looks like she killed it. Like, I feel like she really came back and was like... you could tell, like, these people are really excited to come back. Which makes me really happy and excited for the movie.
She's like playing like Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween, like the new ones that they did. Yeah. Like, yeah. But a little Erica Kirk,
right?
A little Erica Kirk. You said it, not me.
She got the stare down.
There's something about her that like.
Stop it.
Stop.
Stop.
Stop. Stop.
I mean, it all depends on when they made this, but like the fact that Weapons is in this, they had to have made it.
Dude,
very recently.
Sinners is in this.
But I guess a movie like this, it's very, especially because, you know, the CGI doesn't have to be fucking incredible because it's a parody movie. So I feel like it is very easy and very quick to make a movie like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't have to go above and beyond to make it look like it's supposed to be that good. Yeah. Like, it's funny how it is.
I do hope that this movie does really, really well for them where they can make another one after. Just keep it going. Just keep it going. Fuck it. As long as they're all alive. Just keep on pushing it out.
I still want the white chicks too.
I think that was real? Was that real news?
It was rumored to be that they were coming out with it, but
you know what?
The fact that
the Wayans brothers is coming out with this, I think they're feeling real nostalgic right now.
This could give them like a bunch of money and like confidence, like to be like, all right, let's do white chicks too.
I'm gonna invest.
Yeah,
and I'm taking all of Unfiltered money and putting in there. I don't need your approval, you know.
But I think the whole thing with the Wayans brothers with white chicks was that the makeup was just like horrendous to deal with every day.
Oh yeah.
So if they can get that down pat, then I think it'll come back.
I feel like it's part of the craft. Dude, prosthetics now, I feel like they're it's still is just as bad.
Speaking of prosthetics, the Jim Carrey thing. Did you guys?
Yep. It was a fucking mask.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, Alexis Stone, that whole thing.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Zane, no.
Okay, I don't care. Okay, that's not Jim Carrey. That's not Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey clearly got some work done before he got this honorary award in France, and he got the whole facelift and was looking not himself.
He got a facelift?
Like, yes, you can tell is like he got a lot of work done. Cheekbone filler, whatever you want to call it, he got a lot of work done.
He changed his eyes too?
Yes, yes.
He changed his lip.
But you can tell, Zane, that's not a mask. Like,
I don't know.
Look at the.
I don't know. It looks funny to me.
Y'all are so rinsed.
No. This is where, at first, I'm with you in the fact of like, I'm like, okay, Jim Carrey obviously got work done. But with everything that's going on in the fucking world, I can see why people are like, this is a clone or whatever. But
I'm
then,
not saying it's a clone. I'm
not
saying
a clone,
in my
like,
head, it's just like, if I were to like put my money on it, it was a, no, Matt, I'm not thinking it's a fucking clone or robot. I'm thinking it's a PR stunt. Dude, we're in the day of the age right now where everything's a fucking PR stunt.
Alexis Stone made it a PR stunt for himself because everyone was talking like, oh my God, could this be Alexis Stone? And so he just like posted that to like fuck with people and be like, yeah, I did it. Dude, if you look at the interview, you can clearly tell that's not a guy in a mask. I can spot like a mask. I was watching all the videos of Alexis Stone too because I was like, is this true?
I was gonna say.
And I'm like, okay, all the times he's dressed up like Donatella Versace and Judy Garland and stuff, you're like, okay, that's clearly a person in a mask. Jim Carrey, it's like, I can tell that's Jim Carrey. Like, he just got a lot of work done.
This is Alexis Stone as Meryl Streep. And from like, you can, it's almost indistinguishable from Meryl Streep.
Right, but like talking like Meryl Streep, like there's no interviews where
Matt,
she's.
I don't think you're aware of how good prosthetics can be.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
They can be, the more money you put in, you can be fucking anybody.
Did Jim Carrey come out afterwards or no?
Yes, his team responded and denied the rumors and saying no, that actually was him.
You see, like that's weird because Jim Carrey's the type where he would do it himself.
But I was a little surprised Jim Carrey got that much work done. I thought he's been pretty like psychedelic and having a third eye lately. And
that's
it's just been
why,
like,
that's why everybody thought, feels like that. It's because that does not like, dude, all the interviews he's been in, literally him just a few years ago, that's such a drastic change where, dude, when you get a facelift or work done, you look at that and go, oh, that's still him. Remember Zac Efron, that whole thing? Nobody thought that was a fucking clone or AI. You could say, oh damn, that's like, he got some work done.
He also broke his jaw, right?
Or broke his jaw, or whatever. Yeah. I mean, but still, like, you could tell it's him. Jim Carrey, it looked like from top to fucking bottom, it did not look like him. There was not one part of his face that looked like Jim Carrey.
But let me offer a third option in which Jim Carrey, it was him, but he was wearing the mask.
Not a full mask, but he is wearing prosthetics. I would like to believe that, but I don't think we'll see how Jim Carrey looks in the next 3 or 4 months.
I would love to. Yeah. I would love to see that.
Because if he did do that, I don't know. That's just so strange.
I still believe the fact that Jim Carrey has not come out on video publicly and said anything is crazy because the amount of people that are talking about this and the amount of how big it's gotten, and Jim Carrey he is the type to come out publicly and say something.
Yeah.
And the fact that he has it and his team had to me, it fucking reeks of PR stunt. PR, like, for whatever movie he has coming out, I'm going to stick with that. I think that's it until he comes out publicly and says that he's just got work done and people need to get over it. And then I'll get over it.
Because my thing is, his team's statement, not that it was, like, cryptic, but it was one of those things where they were like, no, Jim Carrey was in attendance tonight for the award show. And that just makes it seem it seems like a cop-out way to say, no, he was there, but they didn't address his look, right? They didn't address.
It's a weird way to word it.
It's a weird way. They were like, no, he was in attendance.
They could have just said that he got work done.
Yeah.
He got a facelift. Oh, okay.
They
could have
been like, yeah,
facelift.
That was him, but not like, yeah, he could have been in attendance, you know.
Yeah.
It could be a stunt.
In the bathroom.
But
I'm thinking it's a stunt.
But
he was acting a little weird, too.
It's a great stunt. I that's great. I love that. I respect a good stunt. It's got us talking. Look, it's got me yelling. I don't yell.
because Zane's right. Like, his appearance in...
come on.
Snapping children is not what great nations do.
Like, he has been so sinister, outspoken.
State, diabolically plotting to what?
And this was what, probably six, seven, 8 years ago?
This is sort of a montage of different times where he's like spoken out against this like deep state and like the dark Hollywood secrets and stuff
right,
like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is why I think this is more of a stunt. I think he was wearing prosthetics or the mask or something and acting in a certain way to kind of bring attention.
It's because that's why we're all confused, because it's who he is. This is not him to do this.
I want to believe that, because if that's not true, then it's so sad because that's where he's at.
I know.
Another thing that's weird too is like, if he looked like that but was still like him, like himself, you'd be like, okay. But like the fact that you're like acting weird and like not like a typical Jim Carrey weird.
Yeah.
But like, he just seemed off in addition to
the look,
looking like that.
Yeah.
If he was really acting like himself with that face, I'd be like damn, I mean, it's okay, clearly yeah, him. He just looks crazy.
And who knows, maybe it's just my denial of the fact that like I don't want to believe that that Hollywood got to him after all these years, you know,
especially now more than ever.
Like, yeah,
Matt, you know why? Because this is something I would do.
A facelift?
No, this is something I would
wear
do.
Wear prosthetics and go to a red carpet after you haven't.
People haven't seen me in a little bit. Let's get somebody in a mask or put me in something. Just like, let's.
Yeah.
Because, dude, to him, red carpets are so like, who gives
he
a fuck? You know, he doesn't give a fuck about that. So in his head, let's do this on a red carpet because it doesn't matter in the end of the day.
Back to the picture.
It's so
of him.
Unimportant.
Because my thing also with Alexis Stone is that Alexis Stone doesn't only work on themselves, right? They have also worked with like the Kid Laroi, Cardi B. So they've applied prosthetics to other people that make it look very realistic. I'm trying to find the picture of, it might be on.
The TikTok girl looks more like Jim Carrey than he did. Yes, that
one girl.
You know who I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, yes. I've seen her
Matt,
on TikTok.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Everybody says that she looks just like Jim Carrey.
Oh, yes, that stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she, like, I think she posted something about it, too.
She did? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a I gotta
love go back
to hear
and watch
her.
It.
Okay, I could buy that Alexis Stone did Jim Carrey's prosthetics.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not Alexis Stone.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
I think it was
Sorry, Alexis
Jim
Stone
Carrey.
Is also a sir. I think he's tall, right? Alexis Stone?
Yeah, he's pretty tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so I feel like that wouldn't make
right.
sense.
Right. It's Jim Carrey's eyes, straight up. It's
yes,
him.
It's
him.
Definitely Jim Carrey's
but,
eyes.
I don't know.
Only time will tell.
Only time. Heath, I was literally about to say that. Time will tell. Maybe we should have Jim Carrey come on.
You think he would?
Clear the air.
Clear the air on our show, please.
And it's clearly
give us,
not
give
prosthetics.
Us something.
Just like...
He's so, saying that it's clearly
let's
him.
Talk about the mask. I mean, not your mask. I mean, the movie The Mask. Oh, what am I saying?
It's clearly him. We're just like...
Zane's at his cheeks like this. Just like, I don't know.
Like white cheeks when... He's pulling out the pants. Then tell me this.
You know the Ace Ventura rhino? You know when he comes out the rhino's butt?
Yeah.
In Ace Ventura? It's up for auction like pretty soon.
Oh, really? Should we buy it?
Starting bid, I think $4,000 to $6,000.
That's not bad.
If you like, have like in a backyard or something, be like, yeah, that's the fucking like rhino.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, so starting at 2,000 estimated. Oh, wait. Is it going on right now? Zane, it's at 7,000.
Should we bid?
Hey, better, 7,000 for the rhino that he came out of its butt.
I love how fake it looked when you watch it now. You're just like, oh my God, just how fake the rhino looked. It's really funny.
I mean, if I was like an eccentric, like rich guy in a big backyard, that'd be so fucking cool to have in the backyard.
Oh, and then imagine being able to recreate the scene. That's fun. That's fun. And then sell it again.
Do they drop it off? You got to pick it up.
Yeah, you have to pick it up from Missouri. Uh-huh. It's like, fuck.
How did you come across that, Matt?
Came up on my Facebook feed. It just knows I like movies and stuff. It knows what catches my eye.
Still go on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
People are dying. I gotta like, I check Facebook because just people die.
That's the obituary section.
Wait, I'm sorry. Oh, wait, are you talking about like,
it's always like,
are you talking about like friends
I find out
and
like a friend, yeah, like a friend's mom's mom's passed away, a teacher I knew, someone from my high school like died recently. Like it's just, and I always find this stuff out and then have to inform my friends about it because they're not on Facebook. But got I don't it. Know, because we're also, every time I pop up Instagram, it's like, oh, sometimes it feels like work too.
Yeah.
Like you're like, oh, shit, I got to comment on this person thing. I got to do this or whatever. Like Facebook, I don't got to do anything.
Yeah.
I just like a slot machine. Like, who's dead? Who's, and I just like crazy people. I just like seeing.
It really is a slot machine. You can never find where you left off on Facebook either.
God help you if you refresh accidentally. You're
it's
fucked.
All over the place.
Yeah. All right. Well, my social battery's out.
All right.
So we're going to end the episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of basically Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm so sorry. Of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Make sure to check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all podcast platforms and every Tuesday video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
That's right. Also make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling. We give you guys an unwind, which is an extension of the podcast. We also do a bonus episode, a live Q&A every single month. You get early access, all ad free. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath to check it out. So unwind, we'll see you in a second. And enjoy the rest of your day.
Peace and blessings.
Toodles.
Jim Carrey has a mask on.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.